Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson is with us here on MSO News Sports. Mayor, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Mayor, I know that you're kind of celebrated the one-year anniversary of your administration about a week or so ago. So I guess here's my question to you, or one of the questions to you would be, you're always faced with challenges. So there are planned challenges that you anticipated, I'm sure, when you took office a year ago. But there are unforeseen challenges that you had to deal with in the last 12 months or so. So I guess tell me about those two, the foreseen and the unforeseen, and how you were able to overcome them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, for foreseen challenges, so there, what was on our plan agenda, one of the top priorities was for us was to address the cost of living in the city, the cost of housing. And we started with the housing and land plan that we had and wanted to implement that. One of the main recommendations there was around inclusionary zoning, and we worked on that all year, and we're thrilled to have gotten that through with the support of the city council in December, an inclusionary zoning ordinance that requires a percentage of new development to be set aside as affordable for Flynn residents.
All right, now for the unforeseen.
So for the unforeseen, I think one of the biggest curveballs that we got this year was the MBTA announcing that they were going to be totally shutting down the Central Square station. And, you know, that came at a huge cost to our community, the residents that rely on that form of transportation to get to work and school and their doctor's appointments and, you know, living their lives. We pushed really hard with our state delegation to get some mitigation in place so that there's a shuttle to Swampscott, and are continuing to work with the T to try to get a temporary platform set up so that that station is usable again.
Yeah, that, I know we're only touching the surface on some of the work that you've done, but I was just telling you a moment ago, we can put the link up that your administration put out on that first year in office. So that'll go up on the website so people can easily click on that as well. All right, so you have a new fire chief in Lynn. So tell me about your new chief. I know Stephen Archer, your past chief, retired just in the last week or so. So tell us that process for bringing on board a new fire chief in Lynn.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're grateful for Chief Archer's service to the city of Lynn for 29 years and wish him the best in his retirement, and are excited to welcome now Chief Sullivan, who's previously a district chief, and you know, we followed the civil service process to get here and are excited to have Chief Sullivan on board and a new chapter in the Lynn Fire Department.
Got it. Now, the other news, one of the big hires in the city of Lynn, although she hasn't come on board, is your new superintendent of schools, which will come on board later this year. I haven't read a lot in the last couple of weeks in the item about her, but is there any news kind of in the back channels, if you will, with this hire and the discussions you're going on with her and the school committee on, you know, for school goals and achievements for the coming year?
Yeah, so we're thrilled to be welcoming Dr. Alvarez, and the immediate next step there is we're working with the school committee to, you know, get a contract in place and get everything set up and going. We're hoping that there will be some transition period this spring where she'll have a chance to start getting to know the community, and I know she is eager to dive right in, and the school department is eager to have her. So we feel very fortunate that we're going to have her at the helm of the school department, and can't wait for her to get going.
All right, one of the big projects in the city of Lynn is building a new Pickering Middle School. I know in the last month there's been a site selected for the new school, but there's still a lot more to do on this project. So where are you with the Pickering Middle School with building a new Pickering Middle School?
Yeah, so you are exactly right that the school building committee selected a preferred site. And the next step there is to really do a deep dive on that site to do all the diligence that we would need to do to make sure it's really going to work, and then bring that to the MSBA to get their approval. In order to do that, that'll require support from different decision-making bodies in the city, the school committee, the city council, the Parks Commission, Conservation Commission, given the location of the site. So we're working through that now. And then we're also working on creating the educational program, what we actually want to have at the site. There's going to be a presentation on that actually tomorrow evening at the next school committee meeting.
All right. You mentioned the MBTA, and I know transportation is a big issue for you. The waterfront. Maybe can I wrap that into one question? Is there any news on the waterfront and on other transportation issues in the city?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one issue that hits both those is the goal to reopen the ferry from Lynn to Boston, and Senator Crighton, the legislative delegation, were able to obtain some money to help restart that, and we're very optimistic that that will be up and running. We think with the coming closure of the Sumner Tunnel that we need to give our residents more options to be able to get into Boston, and so we think this is an important step for mitigation there, so that's what we're excited about.
I know I'm talking to some that some people hope that the new lieutenant governor from Salem might be able to help out as well, as she knows a little bit about the ferry business going into Boston. Yeah,
that's exactly right. We're excited to work. We're excited to work with the governor as well. I think with Lieutenant Governor Griscoll, we have someone who knows the region, and we also have someone who knows the issues that urban communities face every day. And so we're very excited about working with this new administration.
Finally, Mayor, is there any other late-breaking updates you can share with us from City Hall today?
Well, just a plug for an event we have coming up, February 4th at 10:30. We are doing an open house for Vision Lynn, which is our comprehensive plan for the city. And so we're inviting everybody to come and share their thoughts on this really important plan for our future.
Sounds good. And we, by the way, we'll put a graphic up on that on this post as well, so people can refer to that down below the interview piece here. Well, Mayor, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and hope to be able to check back again with you soon for additional updates in the weeks ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Mayor Jared Nicholson, City of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.